Bu yapacağız. Anladın mı? Böyle burada inme.
Next
On next to the in the run, oil.
no.
You know I did the roof there. In the leaks.
Of course. What all right, so then he goes to the wedding. Part first,
We have what's called a yard site today. A few wood trucks.
Not on the
Call it a party. Let's call it a party down the hill. Let's call it a party.
No way.
Who?
What happened?
That's me. Sorry.
Who came
home? He met so yesterday. I'm excited he was coming.
Screw the thing, didn't go. Seems pretty good. Nice.
Chosen it's wrong.
Yeah. That's what his animal said.
You came yesterday morning, you should have stayed by morning.
Didn't get a flight back probably after.
Spot's an important spot. 40 years.
Did lifestyle 2 days.
No, I can't do that anymore. Flights now don't make sense anymore. Not any good.
Not an $800 flight
Get
anyway.
Not exactly.
Get cheap. That's not the advantage.
Flights
Not
don't
gonna
work out.
die.
And he's like, close.
No, he's
Just
got on
come
the
to
slide
store.
now.
Right.
Nice.
Still 5 grand.
That's like making up a volume. The points.
Yeah, but.
No, points is like when a guy says, I'll give you a lot of business. No, I'll give you a lot of business. Don't worry about it. I'm not making money off you. I'll give you tons of business. You don't understand. I don't want your business. I don't want the tons. I don't want the business.
You know the answer.
The points thing is like my in-laws wanted to go, my mother-in-law was dying to go to Israel. My father-in-law didn't want to spend the money. So I called my father-in-law. I said, I have tickets, but I can't use them. I can't go. So I'll put them into your name. He's like, are you serious? Now I'm just going to go in the garbage? Yeah. So I booked them the tickets to Israel, first class. They went. The way back, my mother-in-law calls me right before she boards the plane. She's like, I just spoke to someone at the show. They said you can't transfer tickets. What do you mean you book tickets? And I said I have a guy in El Al that I know. Anyway, she gets off the plane. She's like, I spoke to someone on El Al, and I said, okay, I did this for you, because Tati has a chab. So just leave it alone, and you're good to go. You know.
Stop talking to people.
She's like, you actually went and bought tickets? Yeah, what do you think? You think you could transfer tickets? Are you nuts?
You could transfer.
I don't think, not if it's under someone's
You
name.
I bought tickets well out. You pay extra $50 a ticket, you can transfer it to anybody's name.
100.
Oh, if you paid before.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't pay nothing. I didn't have the tickets.
I understand that, but you could
Yeah.
transfer.
Her timing was right.
Yeah.
She spoke to someone right before she left Israel. Mazel tov. You know who she spoke to? She went to visit her cousin right before she left on the way out. Sossi Abramowitz. They're travel, used to be travel agents. She told her some nice words about it. Bull. Anyway. I gotta do this. Yeah. Pinchas Tzvi Moncha Eliezer. Chana Kela Shom Zom Aliyah. Chana Kela Enu Shem Bayi Chai. Damn music over there by Babov? There's like a whole, no music. Not like a fire, there's no. Potato cooler, I know
no,
they have.
the
They have a lot
sandwich
of
is
food. A
wrapped
lot of
up.
food there.
The sandwich is wrapped
No,
up.
there's a lot of food there.
The sandwich is wrapped up too.
There's a lot of food there. A lot of
food
there.
There's
food
I
going
went last
on.
year.
I went 10 years ago. There was ready food.
Not only that, I went last year.
Ten, when I went, I when did I go? I went.
Not as much as I think 10 years ago.
Once I saw the John's on trailers, I'm doing that for my kids by myself.
Every single girl from Lakewood was there.
Girl?
Every single girl looking for a shidduch was there.
Oh yeah.
Oh, he's a big shidduch guy?
I don't know.
Big shidduch guy. Yeah, he's all right. Yeah. I think he has a caddy. Kind of care. Oh, wow. This is like Bayram special. This is like Bayram treat. You got a chalaka? No.
Chalaka.
Gelato, I know you have. Yeah, see, you book.
No, I don't have that.
I have to get you a gelato. You should wear the gelato at work. No, you should wear it at work. Haim Shabucha wears a gelato always. I could see you wearing it with a little, you know, nice loose gelato. The pockets on the outside, it's very stylish. Hello, we should get it. What?
Hello.
He was born in the wrong.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I know, but we should get it.
In a short jacket.
No. No, we get him an LDY one.
In a short jacket?
It has a name tag, you know, like in Bar Park, the guy wears the the plumber.
It happens to me. It's time for some merch.
Get us pajamas. Why can't you get us pajamas?
Those, by the way, chassidim are always comfortable. You wear it's a nice roomy chalato. You can eat in it. You don't have to worry about the pants are roomy.
You don't wear any pants on anything.
Yeah, you don't have to wear anything.
Serves
as a bib. It's ruig. It's comfortable. You always clean your glasses. Guy wipes his forehead with it. Kind of care about that. Chalato is the chassidim shabachim. They don't wear a long record the whole day because you're learning all day. They wear like a. It's like a tish package, but very light. It's like made out of polyester. I don't know what it's made out of. It's like, it's a bib. It's basically a bib. Geschmack, by the way. Aram ben Yehudas, Yaf Yishuv Mechana, Chaim Shom Chariz, Chai Roch, Bas Meshav, Bas Asli, Chai Yaf, Shom Mom, Nevoi Roch, Chai Tov, Bas Penino, Blum, Bas Rochel, Bas Chan Rochel. What's his name? Yehuda Aslan, Ben Vicky. Shehav Fushlema. So we said yesterday, we learned the Mishnah. Oh, that's Pesukim.
Oh, yeah.
That we annex Numar came to the Shir last night. That.
What happened?
Although the session went to Mike. Someone should have thrown him out.
He said, I'm finished the pictures. They got a lot of stuff to do with it.
I annexed it on the group and I almost responded.
It's fine. It took 20 minutes, the whole thing, and he was only for half hour. So it's fine. But it's fine. The guy shows where his... What's the big deal? It shows that his allegiance is to Torah. What's the schlecht? Right. So for that 10 minutes, you'll find them. Okay. He would have been somewhere else in the pictures, you know. Okay, you didn't even marry off of my mitzvah. Relax. You know what I mean? You're not even halfway there, you know what I mean? Relax.
Welcome to the club.
I had a wedding. It was a waste of time.
Okay, yeah, your wife has 15 kids. There's a lot of kids, but you're chassan, you don't have to take a picture with every kid. But your daughter's, your son's wedding.
Siblings.
Huh?
Siblings is what you meant.
Well, I guess four kids.
No, I mean siblings.
Participate.
Okay, hey, Morty, how you doing? Echa Anichas Lazara. So we said that there's additions. We're talking about additions to the Azara. There was a whole process of making an addition. It wasn't just, you know, you throw up on your dollar and base on the bottom, tippy bottom. Two dots on the bottom. So basically, there's a halach of how to make this annex. So the Gemara says, Menoha Namili, how do we know? How do we know what? Rashi says the kohanim to sevzah. I know you need all these things to sevzah zara, all these tanaim, the urim v'tumim, the kayin, the navi, the kabanas, everything. And Rashi says it's kroy yisail to tell you the doros may moishah do melech v'navi v'achah kain gadav urim v'tumim v'shim zakenim so on so forth. And that's what you got to do all the time. Massive rubber. Kol akelim she'asam Moshe, b'shichasam mekachosam. Mekam ve'elach avidosam mekachosam. So when Moshe Rabbeinu was mekaj to kelim, he used the Shemana Mishka. But from there on, after that, it was the when you do the avodah, it's mekadoshet. The fact that you do the avodah with it, that's mekadoshet. So why? My name of Chen Sasol Dairus. It should be Meshicha. You should need Shemna Mishcha. What's the shiny house on the Makar? Vayim Shochim. Vayim Kadesh Oysom. You got this pasuk over here. So it says Oysom, the dark brown. It's Oysom Mashiach Ladiris, Isa Mashiach Loyal Daris Mashiach. Frightening Gemara, Ema, Isa Mashiach Ladiris, Isa Mashiach Avoid. Make it do either or. Amra Papa Makra, Ashi Shorsu Bum, Bakoidish, Talana Kosov, Besherus. With Avoida. Doing Avoida. So you have a Post Lochus Clea Shoris, Ashi Shorsu Bum Bakoidish. It tells you that by doing the Avoida with the Kli Kodesh, that is what makes it whole. Hashi kazak when Ashi shows so is lomlis when Ashi oisam. That's a mirror. Eli kazak when Ashi amina hanihu the Mashiach ladoiras hanihu the Mashiach. Over here by Moses, Moshe Rabbeinu, you got out of Shana Mishka ladoiras Mashiach uve avoida. It's just an add-on. It's not that you can take one off. You got to do both. The kazav achein tasu. Mirachmana oisam, the oisam mashicha l'dod mashicha. That's why you need oisam. Otherwise, you would have a problem. It's interesting. I saw that even though some sefer says that even though all the batim beis hamikdash were done, the first one was built by David Shlomo, I think Shmuel. Second one was Chagi Zechariah Malachi, and is built in different. Each one had its own way of building and own different things. So he says it's not really v'chein sa'as l'doris, but he says that v'chein sa'as l'doris. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, just like by me, there's a navi and Hashem is speaking to the navi and telling him what to do. V'chein sa'as l'doris, there's going to be a navi by every beis hamikdash, who Hashem is going to direct of how to build. Basically, you have to have these two. You always, by Jews, it only works with food. You make an addition, make Chanukah Zabayas. You know what I mean? You move out, you make Kiddush, the goodbye party. The same thing over here, in the Beis Hamikdash, you brought Shtei Toidus. So, Shtei Toidus, what do you bring? You bring the animals, bring actually Karbonus. The Gemara says, Tana Shtei Toidus Amru Belachman. It's the bread. The cobs. Got a cob up. So Gemara says, V'lebi b'sarim. Not with the meat. You didn't bring the animal. Menonimi, how do you know this? Huh? Dam Rav Chizda, sourdough. You'll see in a minute. Real sourdough. Dam Rav Chizda, Amakro, V'amidu shtei taitas g'daylus, V'sahaluchos l'yamin ma'alachoyma l'shara ashpois. V'alol sar Yehuda ma'alachoyma. So it says over here, what's this, my gedolus? What does gedolus mean? You know, min gadol, mamish, to bring like a bigger animal, a type of animal. So name a parim. So say ox. Ox are a big animal. So pasuk should say, what do you say gedolus for? Say, bring an ox. Ela gedolus mina means when you bring an animal, bring a fat animal, a geshmak animal. Get a good steak. Mi kachashivus kamishamaya is such a concept. Who cares if it's big or small? There's no concept like that by Hashem. But Tanya, Nemen Ba'elos Behemo, Isherech Chayach, Ba'elos Oif, Isherech Chayach, Bemincha, Isherech Chayach. It says it by all the Kabbalahs, all the sizes, by an animal, a boid, or a mincha, which is very minuscule. Melamed, She'echna Marba, what's the Torah telling you? Why does it say it every time? She'echna Marba, Ve'echna Marba, Devad Shecham, Sleep, Love, Shishmaim. Hashem is telling us, it doesn't matter what you bring. As long as you bring, as long as you have the right intentions, then it says three times, then you're going to be good. So how could you say that the Torah is telling you, Gedolus means you have to bring a big carbon? How's that possible? That's what the Torah's intention is. Hashem couldn't care less what size your carbon is. He just cares of your intention. Elo Gedolo Shevetoidu. You bring the biggest ones of the breads. Which is the biggest one of breads? Ma'aniyu chametz. Chametz, there were four different, there were 40 breads, 10 were chametz, 10 were chalas matzah, 10 were kiki matzah, and 10 were soilos murubechas. The flour that you brought was split into two batches. One batch was chametz, and the equal amount for the next 30 matzahs chal, whatever you call those, chalas matzah, kika matzah, so the rekas was the same amount of flour used for the 10 breads, used for the other 30 breads. So it means the 30 breads were a lot less flour than the 10 breads. The 10 breads had as much as those 30. So which is the bigger one? Chametz is the bigger one. The Tanana, Toido is above me, a chametz soin, Yushalmis, Shen Sheshim and Boyers, Shen Shteyefis, Va'eva Shal soin, Esrim is soin, Asar lechametz. So it's Esrim is soin, Asar lechametz, Vasar le matzah, or matzah shaminim. Chaz, or kikin vukas. So basically, he brought 10 isarin for matzah, and 10 isarin for all other, for 10. That's 10 chametzes. And then 10 isarin for those 30 crackers, whatever you call those, whatever they were. Some kind of matzah cracker. So, Mela, you see that the chametz was the biggest one, and that's why we bring the chametz. That's what it says. Gedolus is referring to the biggest one of the set of the ten chals, the chametz. Who? No, he doesn't care. That's the halacha. The halacha is the chametz is the chametz mat. The sarins go to chametz. So when the pasuk is referring to, he's trying to tell you which one should you bring. Bring the chametz breads. That's all the Torah is telling you. Not that we care about the size. We're giving you a way that you should know what to bring. Otherwise, you'll bring the chalas, the kikamatzas. Torah is telling you, no, bring the big one. What's the big one? Big one means the one that has the most flour. Not that that's what you need. Not that Hashem cares about that. That's just telling you that's what you're supposed to bring.
It's not about the size, it's about the type.
Yeah, right. It's interesting because it says over here, Echadam Arba, Echadam Amet. So, first of all, the Chassam Sofer speaks out, and the Chidah, and the Maral. It's only if you don't have money. I mean, a guy has money, he says, Hashem doesn't care, so why do I need to buy a nice Esrig?
He's not talking about Esrig.
Talking about everything. Talking about everything. Any mitzvah.
Has its own thing.
Any mitzvah. Right. So if you could afford to buy, it's hidden mitzvah. That's what this is.
Right.
Zekeh Lameh is gone. Hidder is Esrim.
I don't know.
Yeah, all mitzvahs. No.
Right. There.
I know, but let's say a guy can't afford it. So a guy can afford $20. To him, he wants to buy a $500, so he can't afford it. To him, it's the same mitzvah as the guy who bought the head of the mitzvah. The guy who has the $500, so he shouldn't walk around the shul thinking like he gets a better mitzvah. The other guy gets the exact same mitzvah. Happens he can't afford it. But if the guy could afford it, he just gets away because Amazon has a $20 set. He doesn't get the mitzvah like the guy who spent $500 because he did not do the mitzvah. Forget about marketing. I'm just telling you, that's the metzias. The metzias is that this, that bevachi chav and limit. No.
Yeah.
Now,
this is your opinion. Just keep that in mind.
I think that the $20 guy who has the right intent is better off than the $500
guy.
No. He's missing the arrogance.
Arrogance is important when it comes to a mitzvah.
Right.
He's supposed to have hidden mitzvah.
If you stand in the front like this, you're going to eat the
listen, the point is, it's in, you know, the Rashi and Sukkah says, that Zekel Vanveyu, Tzitzis No and Talos No. One of the things that it says there, Talos No is a kasha. What's Talos No? It's not the mitzvah. So you see, even Heksha mitzvah is a chi of Zekel Vanveyu, which means to get a nice beged. So the Brisker of this, and that's the case, then you should have to build a gorgeous house because it's a heksha mitzvah for your mezuzah. So Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe in Arachaim, he asked this kasha, and Rav Avon this kasha, and he says that no, it's very different. Nobody would wear towels in this room if not for the mitzvah. Nobody would put on a wool beged. The only reason you're wearing it is because there's a mitzvah related to Al Kafas. So then you wear this beged. So middle of the beged is a heksha mitzvah. House has nothing to do with the mezuzah. You're living in the house, you have to live somewhere. So you're living in the house anyway. So you didn't build a house to put a mezuzah up. You bought a beggar to put down with confidence.
So look at
Gedolim
did
not do it. But anyway.
You don't think
about
Gedolim
that
put up a house?
No, it's a kromazach. That's what Ramosh is saying. There's no din.
The din is on the room, not on the mezuzah. I mean, you don't need a mezuzah. It's in the room.
A bigger fire, of course. A nice shrimal. Hey, the mitzvah, you got the one, the big one, you know.
That's why you put up a long ball tefillah.
Hit the tefillah, 100%, 100%. B'chvachi cham libel shemayim. It depends what you come on. If you come on is to get the guy in the back, you got a problem. Then even the short guy's a problem. Yeah.
I am you? No?
Anyway. By the way, Eisman asked me last night. He said he has a hotel, 15 extra rooms. Free, you can have it, bring the chabura. It's Famjal's room usually. He says, bring 15 families.
And he said no?
I can't. I'm going to miss.
Are you being serious?
You're going to miss what? You're going to miss davening in yeshiva?
He says, you want to go yichaburu?
What are you going to miss?
Said, well, I said, maybe. I don't know. What kind of program is it? He's like, it's all single girls.
Sign me up.
I said, oh, interesting. Okay, how many girls? How many girls are there? 300. This would be a hell of a Shabbos, man. I said my wife should go because all she wants to do is meet girls all day for Shaduchim. But I'm saying, what, could we do one for boys next week?
Because she
doesn't want to meet boys. Boys and girls all day. Get a head start here. Anyway, let's go.
1 second. Where is it?
Sleepy Hollow. Sleepy Hollow. Sleepy Hollow. Where is it? Where's Sleepy Hollow? Muncie?
Oh, I know where that place is.
Anyway, so if you guys want to go, if you want to get away for a weekend.
You got to cross the top of the Z. Yeah, you got to get it. What's called the Como Bridge?
Let's go.
There's always traffic on the top of the Z.
By the way, I saw an interesting Shaila talking about Esrig. Anything Esrig interests me. But a guy bought an ice Esrig, like $500.
You should start calling your kid Esrig.
$500, and spends $1,000 on Esrig. He gives it to his friend to shake. The guy drops the Esrig, he passes the Esrig. The guy's like, are you kidding me? So he goes. The guy goes to the Esrig guy. He says, give me a $30 Esrig. I pass someone's Esrig, I need a $30 Esrig. Okay, he comes back to the guy, here's Esrig. He says, are you nuts? I spent $1,000 Esrig. You spent $30. So listen, you have a chiv to do hider. Because you have money. I don't have any money. So to me, this is my most expensive Esrig I can afford to buy.
Take it away.
So for me, it's Mevachi Cham Lubav Shemayim. So I...
Same guy that smashed the guy's Bentley.
No, it's a very interesting Shiloh because... The reason why...
It's the
your mitzvah and my mitzvah are the same thing.
Right.
No, that's a whole different shayla. Don't matter, sukkah's still going. You have a mitzvah. It's first day sukkah.
Right, the whole value is a mitzvah. Mitzvah's not in
there. And mitzvah's not in there, and that's the mitzvah's in what you could do.
There's always a way around it.
Don't tell Avi to shayla. He's going to somehow figure out that next year he doesn't have to buy any Esrogim.
Where is he? He hasn't been here in a couple of days.
He went away. I don't know. That morning after he stopped by Stroll's house, we didn't see him.
You have a shed?
No. Hello. He has that trailer? My Gruskin is his. Let's go. Amara Machoma. Ein Azora.
He's trailer John.
Miskadesh's Elabish.
So happy, by the way.
Who?
It's so happy. Anytime something from him comes over my property.
It's like a.
He waits there.
Every single time.
You know he has a camera on your lawn.
We got to finish. Only with leftover of the mincha. Leftover mincha means some stuff gets burnt, the rest gets eaten. So that's what we're talking about. My timer, Kirushalayim. My Yerushalayim, Dovah Nechoba Mekacha. It's Mekadashit. Afazor, Dovah Nechoba Mekacha. Ot Lachmei Toida, Bazor, Milam, Zawur, you can't eat Lachmei Toida. Ela Kirushalayim. My Yerushalayim, that's what it means. My Yerushalayim, Dovah Nechoba, Yaitzim, and Nifsel. And if it goes out, it gets puzzle. Afazor, that's what we're talking about. So what is that? The Shir Mincha. In fact, more imal al chametz by Yerushalayim. It's chametz, afkan chametz. It should be chametz. So most of the tizbar minchas chametz miyik. There's no such thing as minchas chametz. Well, what are you talking about? V'chidem the machmetz luhu l'shirayim. You chametz it. Umakajbu, Vaksiv Lay Safi Khamitz. Chalkam. Vamashallah, because I feel a chalkam lay safi chametz. You can't. That's the pasuk. So what are you talking about? Right there. So Gemara says, I have an idea for you. I have a remedy over here. You want to have chametz? I'll give you something for chametz. Thank you. I'll tell you an idea. You could use a shtel lechem atzeres to mekadosh the azara. So you add on to the azara. He's not because he has to shave. Mekadosh shtel lechem atzeres from loy efshir. So Gemara says, Heichanavid, how do you do that? How would you use the shtel lechem? What would be the way you do it? Because you're adding on, and you got to be mekadosh while you add on. What all has to happen at the same time, and it's yontif. So when does it happen? So nivnim esmol, you build it erev shvus. V'nekadshim esmol, you do it before shvus. You use the shtel lechem. Shtel lechem shiris kasu v'nekadshim. Shtel lechem is nothing. That's just two animals. Two breads. It's nothing. And it only happens with the kvasim. So it means right now there's no kedush at all. Nivnim esmo of the kache. So build it right before Shavuos. And mekadosh on Shavuos. Being in kiddush pshas habinyan. You need it b'vas achas. Nivnim b'yantuf. So build on yantuf and kache b'yantuf. And binyan mekdash lech yantuf. You can't do that. You can't hire workers on yantuf. So it was a nishbuka l'bas achi. Leave the building mostly finished. But nivnim v'nekadoshim. Finish it the next day. V'nim v'nekadosh. If Saleh Belina. The carbon's possible lina after Yantif. So you can't, after Yantif, it's over. Finish the next day. This one is like I was saying. Nivne ma'al yayma. V'neshai reporter. Leave a little piece of molding off. The adekadosh yayma la'alta nigmere. But towards the end of Yantif, you'll quickly finish it. So b'vas achas, it'll work. Ain't b'nim 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 b'layla. No, and now you can't build b'nim b'nim. Right. Basically, there's no way to have a chametz carbon. So back to Shiyari Mincha. Shiyari Mincha. Okay, now we're saying with Shir, another part to this annex being Kaddish, to an addition to the Azor being Kaddish, is that you need Shir. You have all kinds of musical instruments. Talk about them. Shir shel taida b'kinari is the harp. Nevalim is, I don't know, what's Nevalim? Anybody know?
Musicians.
What is it?
Laras.
Uva tzaltzalim is a symbol, I think. I'll call pino, every corner, I'll call evin gadosh b'shalayim. You play music. V'aymer, what do you say? Aroim imcha Hashem kilesani, v'shir shel pagoim, v'yeshoim shel negoim. Shir shel negoim. What's shir shel negoim? Is Yosef says to Elyon, and pegoim is mazik and shepogim b'nei adol mazik. Some kind of... No, one is nega liyukah b'alecho. That's in Yosef says? Nega liyukah b'alecho? Right, that's why it's called nega, negoim. Manda amar de negoim. So one that manda calls it negoim is because of nega liyukah b'alecho. Manda amar pegoim, you'll say, yipam sikha elef, you say the whole 9 yards. So Gemara says, he would say Yeshua b'seiser, and he would go to sleep. He would use it as a sleep method to protect him. So, in fact, tomorrow, hey, chidav ha'chi, Rami Shul Malevi, also lives Shrapas, but Divit Torah. You're not allowed to use Divit Torah to Mishrapa. So, what is Lahagin Shiny? It's not Ripui, it's just protecting. It's a protector from Azikin. At night, Mazikin comes. When a person's sleeping, Mazikin comes. Veliki Amar Asur. So, Gemara says, Veliki Amar Asur, the Ikamaka. When he said that it's usher to use divitaira, it's deikamaka. A guy has a wound. He's not allowed to use a tefila as lisrapas. So Gemara says, id ikamaka, usher. It's just usher. I mean, also, it's like, yeah, you're not allowed to do it. Mesuloi vatanan haloichesh almaka. A guy does a hijabijah almaka and lechekalam haba. It's a little more than just Asr. It's serious. No, when you spit and then you do a loichish, then it's a parasha. Emaskin shem shemayim alakika. You can't. It's not covered to mention Hashem's name alakika. Male. That's why. That's where it's in the chelik lomahaba. Bezdin mahalchem shtei toyos achrayim. So basically, you say the bezdin goes and there's two toydos go after them. Remember the bezdin kamei toydo. They go first. Asli v'ksev yelach achrayim. Hoshia v'chatzis sar yehuda. So much you write hachkama. Bezdin mahalchem shtei toyos mahalchus. Bezdin achrayim. Bezdin goes and the two toydos go behind them. They go and they go out after them. So Bezdin is after the Toydus. Ketza Mahalchus. Now the Gemara says, how do
Kahanim are back and forth?
Kahanim are after.
Bezdin is
after. I mean Bezdin. Yeah. Bezdin is after.
So what's the answer?
The Gemara's kasha was maybe the Bezdin kamei toida azli v'aksev yedach achrem hashiyah v'chatzis sar yehuda. You see that they went, the Bezdin went afterwards, so it's fakert from what you're supposed to do.
Not a question covered, it's just that the minute, the way. Somebody has to carry it.
Right, the system was that you see Bezdin goes after. The Gemara says that's what it means. Ketzah mahalcha. So how do you walk? Chiyav Reb Shimon, Rabbi Chad Amazuk and Agadzu means like this, one opposite each other. So you walk like this. It's like bumper to bumper. Like this, opposite each other. So a primus, the one who's, when the Mishnah says the primus nachelis, it's referring to the guy who's next to the Mekar v'lechoyma. He's the inside guy. There's two people walking. This guy's the inside guy. This is the outside guy. A primus is hachta Mekar v'lebezdin. Means that's the back guy. The back guy is the primus. And the last guy is the primus. Tanan, ha-primus nachelos v'achitzoni nesrefes. Bishlo v'an namazu achazu amtu l'hochi primus nachelos. Shem na'asi chitzoni kamo v'kitchelo. What happens is, you have two guys. This guy walks in. As he walks in, he's mekadosh the azara. This, his carbon is possible yotze, because he keeps on walking out of the azara, because as he walks, he's mekadosh it. So his comes possible. The guy behind is walks into Azara and never goes out. So he's tar. He's good. It's not so yotze. The Asya Chitzayna come of a kitchler. Elamando Mazuka Negazu is two guys walking like this. Tavai by the other Kimakachi. So why should this one be eaten and this one not? They're both being Mikachi at the same time. Vil Tamech, Elamando Mazuka Negazu, Chodami Mikachi, one carbon guy, Hakoshla Nas and Vichol Elu Tanan. I feel my name by Achas Vichol Elu. You need everything. Even one of those, you only need one of those. The animals are one thing. That's not, you can't split that part of the process. Yeah, maybe you don't need all the things, but this, when you, whichever one you do, you need that whole thing, and both animals are the same part of the process. You can't split it. Nothing to do with it. The reason why you eat, don't bring me zuachazu or zu kenegazu, nothing to do with one another. The reason why you eat it, alpi navi nachelos, alpi navi nesrefes, has nothing to do with ruach kodesh. And there's no reason. Rashi says, ain't time bedover. Ain't time bedover, you eat because that's what the Navi says to eat. You eat because I tell you to eat. Yasha Koach. Get the Mishnayos. We are up to Yud Beis. Beis. Omer like Machvas. Behavi Machesh. Machesh. Behavi Machvas. Wow. Machesh. Behavi. Yudechavas. Lo Yotza. Zu lo avi Machvas. Behavi Machesh. Machesh. Behavi Machvas. Behavi Zipsulo. Harei la Shnei Yisroinim. Lo avi Bikli Ech. Behavi Shnei Kem. Shnei Kem. Behavi Bikli Ech. Machesh. Behavi. Yudechavas. Lo Yotza. El lo avi. Maybe Kleakov, 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 maybe K